everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today on our podcast, Back to School, a view through the lens of a second-year optometry student. I am Dr. Aarthi Shah, Senior Manager of Professional and Academic Affairs at Cooper Vision, and I am thrilled to have Ms. Lauren Martinez join me today, a current second-year student at University of Houston College of Optometry. She's going to reflect back upon her experiences as a former first-year student, as well as provide some advice and pro tips to our current first years. So Lauren, thank you so much for joining us here today. And if you could just please share a little bit about your background and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Dr. Shaw. So like she said, I'm Lauren Martinez. I am currently a second year student at the University of Houston College of Optometry. So I'm from Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, which is very, very far south Texas. The town that I grew up in was called Mercedes, Texas, which is a very, very small town. And I attended the University of Texas at Austin for undergrad, where I majored in biology, got a minor in educational psych, and continued my academic career at the University of Houston. So now I'm here. I've been in Houston now about a year, and I'm loving it. So thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, I definitely have a lot of questions about your first year at University of Houston. I remember being a first year just a little bit, and it was exciting and it was challenging, and it went by all 4 years very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I figured I'd start off by asking you, what sparked your interest in optometry, or who did, you know, who sparked your interest?
Yeah, so I've been wearing contacts/glasses for as long as I can remember. I think I was in about second or third grade when I got my first pair of glasses. Eventually, I transitioned to contact lenses. But it was so funny because my doctor growing up, we only had one doctor in my, one optometrist in my town. And her name was actually Dr. Laura Martinez. And I'm Lauren Martinez. Right. So I always felt like maybe subconsciously that's what like kind of directed me in the field of optometry or pushed me that way. But I always knew I wanted to go pre-health. I just didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. And so throughout middle school and high school, I kind of just like considered my options. I feel like I went around the senses. I considered audiology. I considered speech pathology. And then my senior year of high school, one of my teachers told me about her friend who was an optometrist, and she was saying how he loved his job and had such a great work-life balance and just was genuinely happy and fulfilled doing optometry. And so that kind of is what sparked my interest. And so I went to UT Austin and I decided to explore that a little bit more. So I worked as a tech, I shadowed different optometrists. And it was through that where I truly knew that optometry was the field for me, because I just felt that each of the doctors, each of the optometrists that I got to see working with their patients was just so fulfilled and so rewarding getting to see that patient-doctor interaction. So I just, like I said, that confirmed what I kind of already knew and kind of just could really see myself in the field of optometry.
That's wonderful. I mean, just hearing your story, it's so similar to my story. Like I had my uh-huh. optometrist who really inspired me, and meeting other optometrists, and so mm-hmm. and looking into different health professional
yeah.
fields, you know, to narrow it down and to really make uh-huh. sure that optometry was what we wanted to pursue. So, mm-hmm. well, thank you. You know, so what would you say would be some of your highlights of your first year? You know, like, was there anything really surprising or unexpected? You know, if you could share anything there.
Yeah. So going into first year, I had no idea what to expect. And I feel like that was very frightening for me, because I'm the type of person who I like to know what I'm getting myself into. I like to have a plan. And so going in with like blind, it seemed like, was very scary. So going in, I set these expectations for myself. And I said, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a lot of work, but ultimately it will be worth it. And that was kind of something that kept me grounded, was just remembering why I wanted to pursue this career in the first place. But I was surprised to see my mentality towards learning shift, because in undergrad I did have to study a lot and I was constantly, you know, in the books. But just when you get to this field where, or this academic setting where it's everything you're learning is going to be what you need to know, and everything is going to be so crucial and important to your career and what you've been wanting to do, it's just that mentality where I was like, okay, I need to truly understand everything and I need to learn to study more efficiently and truly be intentional with my studying. So I feel like that was a big shift and something I didn't quite expect in myself, because I thought like, oh, I know how to study. Like I've been studying for 4 years at UT, but no, it's a lot different. It's a different game and it's a different type of studying. Like I said, it's just being more intentional, just being truly, truly trying to understand and learn how everything connects into each other and how it is applicable to a real life patient, because that's the end goal. That's the most important thing, being able to use everything and all of the knowledge that you've learned in these 4 years and applying it to a real person.
Yeah. And I remember first year just being challenging. There's just so many changes. You know, you're in a different place, you have different friends. So you're trying to settle down. And then everything first year, from what I remember, was more didactic, you know? So I had to keep reminding myself that eventually this will apply to patients, you know, which is different than second year, as I'm sure you will soon see, you know, but even like the course load was quite extensive. You know, I remember we were taking like 25 units and eventually we had like, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 labs. So it definitely changes between your first and second year, but first year was definitely a bit challenging for sure.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you could remind me, what is a typical week look like for a first year? What was your schedule like?
Yeah, so here at the University of Houston, we have all of the first years have the same morning schedule. So typically we have class starting at 9 a.m., a class 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. Then we get our 1 hour lunch break. And then the afternoon schedule kind of varied depending on our lab groups. So we were split up into lab groups A, B, C, D. I'm group D. And so my schedule first year was, we had 2 long days. So we took a total of 6 lecture courses and 4 labs. So our afternoon is where the labs were stuck. So I had 2 long days, Mondays and Thursdays, where I was at the school from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. But it also was nice because Tuesday, Wednesdays, I had a free afternoon where I just got to study all on my own. So like I said, that varies per lab group. Some of the other lab groups had their long day split in half. So they had labs for 3 days of the week. It all just varies depending on the lab. But I felt like it was a really good balance because you do have those long days, but you also do have those sections and blocks of time, which were the dedicated study afternoons, where you do get to just look at and interpret all of the information on your own and use your time to study everything that we've learned, the morning section. So it was definitely, like you said, a lot of the basic sciences and a lot of the just drilling information, but it's very foundational. It's all of the foundational stuff. Because now that I'm a second year, it's only our third day. And I just feel like everything just builds on each other. So yes, it was a lot of the basics, but it's still very important. And all of those classes were still so interesting to me.
That's great to hear. Yeah, it definitely builds. That's for sure. I remember that part. So, having done research prior to getting into optometry school, and then of course now having finished 1 year, what would you say is very exciting about optometry, or that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, so I just feel like in the field of optometry, this is also something that I can say that surprised me. It's just, I feel like there's just such a broad, there's so much in optometry. You know, there are different subdivisions and different specialties in optometry. And it's just so exciting because you can focus so much on one area and there's still so much that you've yet to learn and still so much that you can learn in different areas. So I feel like that's something that I've very excited about and looking forward to. I just feel like getting into the clinic within the next semester in the next couple of years can really just expose me to different areas of optometry that I haven't seen yet. And it's just, you know, finding what suits me best and seeing where I truly fit in and what I'm truly passionate about. So it's just being open to so much and having so much still out there to learn that I don't know about yet.
Yes, there's a lot of specialties, areas of interest, and you'll definitely start to learn more about them over the next 2 years for sure.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Well, I remember optometry school, aside from going by very quickly, there was only one summer that I had off.
Yes.
and I remember I did go home. I don't think I stayed back at Berkeley, which is where I went.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely wasn't studying. I just figured, well, this is my summer to relax and enjoy. So I'm curious, how did you spend those few summer months that you just had right now?
Yeah, that's so funny that you said that, because that was always my plan leading up to this summer. I was like, I'm not doing anything this summer. I'm just going to spend my time relaxing, you know, truly take in my summer. And then come end of spring semester, first year, I got an email about the Cooper Vision Myopia Management Immersion Program. And I kind of looked into it and I was like, okay, wait, maybe I should do this. Like, this sounds very interesting. It's very appealing. It is everything like I want to learn about. And so I decided to apply for that. And so that's what I ended up spending my summer doing. So I was an intern this summer for the Myopia Management Program. And so 2 days of the week, I got to work or be present at a multi-doctor setting where they did a lot of myopia management, a lot of contact lens specialties. And one of the days of the week, I was here at the school in clinic, in the myopia clinic, and just getting to see that. So it was awesome. And that's how I spent my summer. And I loved it because I just felt like I learned so much from it. And it was just so useful, so applicable to what I want to be doing in the future. So it wasn't what I intentionally planned to do this summer, but I'm so glad that I ended up switching gears and deciding to do that this summer.
Well, I'm so glad you decided to opt in for that opportunity. Uh-huh. It is a very unique opportunity, and we only have a few students across the U.S. who are actually able to participate in that. So I'm sure you learned mm-hmm. quite a bit with the doctor that you were with out in the Houston area. So
yes, I did.
And who knows, that might end up being one of the specialties that you end up pursuing.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying, because I only know, or I only consider the specialties that I've been exposed to. And so now that I have this under my belt, I'm like, wait, maybe I should go this route. Like, this is just, right. There's so much to do with this too. So definitely the exposure to this summer has kind of switched my mentality and my outlook on how I want to go forward in the next couple of years as well.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes, thank you.
Especially because, you know, as you said, you got your first pair of glasses in second grade, which is the same mm-hmm. as me. There.
Exactly. And it's just something that I wish that was an option back then for me too. So it's just like, now that it is, it's so amazing.
So, I mean, of course, you know, you're in your second year and you have a few years ahead of you. What do you look forward to the most over these next 3 years that you have?
Yeah. So like I said, it's just, first of all, I'm very excited to enter into clinic next semester. So starting spring semester, that's when I'll see my first patient. That in itself is just like this whole, a whole bunch of emotions, because I'm so excited. And then I'm like, wait, I'm nervous. Like, it's so soon, but I'm so much looking forward to that. And especially just getting more confident in seeing these patients. And I look forward to seeing that growth in myself and in like the doctor-patient relationship, which is something I truly aspire to establish for each and every patient. So I'm just excited to see my growth as a clinician along with all of my classmates, because we're all in this together. And it's just so exciting to see us learn from each other and apply it to like a patient. So definitely for that. Also, like I said, just immersing myself into different fields and just finding what truly works for me and what I truly want to pursue for my career, because as of now I kind of am debating on doing a specialty and doing a residency. So just seeing which route I decide to take, it's just all very exciting because there's so much unknown, but it leaves so much room for so many different paths I can take, which is very exciting in itself.
Yes. Well, great. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so kind of on a similar note, where do you see yourself maybe 10 years from now?
Yeah, so 10 years.
Which so
10 years from
hard.
Now. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think. Okay. 10 years from now, by then I hope to practice back home. Like I said, growing up, there was only one optometrist in my hometown. I'm from a very small town, so I hope to contribute back to the town that I grew up in and add another optometrist there. Hopefully I will be in a specialty practice. and go that route and just pursue, just being able to see patients like myself who, and offer patients stuff that wasn't directly offered to me, and just being able to provide that to my community.
It's very sweet. So this would be back in Mercedes.
Yes, back in Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, plus I love the name of that town. I mean, it's so unique. That's precious. Well, you know, a few last questions. I mean, what advice would you give all of the first years that are just starting, just as you're starting your second year?
Yeah. So going into first year is just, so it can be very overwhelming. I remember just registering for my classes. It seemed like I was registering for like a million classes at once. It just is very daunting because you're not necessarily used to that in undergrad. So I would give advice to expect to work hard, learn to manage your time, but more importantly, once you get into the routine of everything, once you get into the rhythm of everything, because for me, that was the hardest part, just like getting into the hang of things. Once you establish that, make sure that you have time for yourself and keep that balance, because that was very hard for me to learn, because I wanted to constantly be studying. Or if I wasn't, I would feel like, oh no, like I should be studying right now.
Yeah.
But definitely, once you get in the groove of it, make sure that you have time for yourself, you take care of yourself as well, and just make learning fun and make this experience fun, because you want to look back at optometry school and realize or think to yourself that you actually did enjoy it. So yeah,
that's
just
great.
Enjoy your time here, because it's going to fly by. First year flies by.
Yeah.
So, and I imagine the next few years will too. So
it does. It goes by actually very quickly. You know, I just remember first year, you know, definitely being challenging. Second year was challenging, but like I was able to apply it to patient care.
Yes.
Third year, it's a lot more practical, hands-on. And then fourth year, you're on your externship. So it really goes by what feels like in a blink of an eye. You know, and one of the things that I would love to share is that, you know, try to spend time with your classmates, you know, get to know them, because it does fly by in that fourth year. You're all on different paths in different locations. So very similar advice. So thank you so much, Lauren. I mean, you really kind of encapsulated what first year was for you, and offered some, you know, beautiful advice to current first years, which I think they'll be very appreciative of. So I just wanted to thank everyone for joining our podcast today. I hope you'll tune in again for our next podcast, which will be coming to us very soon. Thank you for joining us.